That project was collecting names of people that wanted a Bible and writing them in a binder. Not one binder, not two binders, but 250,000 names he wrote in several binders. When they asked him how he ever planned to fulfill this project, he said, "I'm waiting for someone to come that has a passion to get God's word out." And then he added, "These people are very poor. They do not have money to buy. Sometimes the church will collect money for a long time until they have enough to buy one Bible." The Gideons returned to India a few later and, fulfilling the request of the names in one of Samson's binders, bringing 20,000 Bibles in their own language. And they reported, "What a joyful sight to see 20,000 answered prayers and a copy of God's word placed into those hands." But what about the remaining 13 binders containing the names of those who desperately wanted to hold a copy of God's word in their hand? Well, we're excited to tell you today that because of people just like you, with the financial and prayer support, the scriptures have been made available to those names in the remaining 13 Bibles. A hungry fisherman in Siberia was looking for food, and he prayed to any god that might hear him for a sign. Not long after he had finished praying, a Bible fell from the heavens and landed near this fisherman. He took the Bible and went back into town with this copy of God's word, saying, "I've received a sign. There must be a God." Today, he is part of a little church in that village where 30 members worship the one true and only God. What that fisherman didn't know that day was that a helicopter had flown over. In that helicopter were two government officials. They were taking relief aid to needy locales. As the two men were sorting through things, the one said to the other, "Oh, these cans of food, that's really good. But these books? What do you need those for?" And he began to toss them out the helicopter. Now, it was a miracle of God that that Bible fell beside that fisherman. But it was also an act of obedience that put the Bible on the helicopter in the first place. Christians in Canada had paid to have those Bibles printed and shipped to Siberia. Others were praying that the gospel would find good soil among the people. God used their faithfulness and their commitment to his mission and their love for the people to which he performed the miracle. God's word is powerful, for we read in Isaiah that it will not return void. But are we listening to God's voice as he tells us what part he wants us to play in spreading the gospel, even right here at home? Are we willing to step out in obedience? School distribution has changed over the years. We do not have the freedom to go into all the classrooms like we used to. In fact, many school divisions are completely closed. Some chapters do sidewalk distribution, and there they're able to give scriptures to more than the grade 5 students. So God is still blessing. In Sunwest, we now have to use consent forms, and we are only allowed to give scriptures to those that have the consent forms returned. The students are usually asked to leave the classroom to go to another place to receive their New Testaments. This permission has to be granted each year. Again, God answered prayers, and we again in Sunwest School Division have permission to go to the schools. Please pray with us that those consent forms that were sent home will get out of the book bag, or that they'll be opened on the computer, and that parents will sign them and send them back so that their children will be able to receive a copy of God's Word. We are excited this year because we also have a new magazine, Spark. This is especially designed for 11 and 12-year-olds. The distribution of the Grade 5 Testament will also include these this year. It is planned that the distribution will be done in your area this month. So please pray that the scriptures will be used by God to change lives of those students and their families and the community. As some doors are closing for distribution, we must seek creative ways to share God's word. The Moose Jaw chapter reports how they blessed 1,300 people at a Sidewalk Days event. One child told her mom that the best thing about the event was getting a Bible of her very own. A 70-year-old man said, "How did you know I needed a Bible?" And he agreed that it was a God-planned encounter. May many be drawn to God with the use of these scriptures. The Canadian Gideons set a goal of giving out 150,000 scriptures as we celebrated Canada 150. The Regina Gideons gave out over 1,300 scriptures on Canada Day. And this is the report that they gave. It is humbling to see how God uses us to spread his message and how he prepared the way for us. I have to admit that God did more than I ever expected. To God be the glory. What excites me most is how there were Muslims and Hindus and Chinese eager to take a copy of God's word, and they seem to be sincerely interested in it. As an Outlook chapter, we decided to enter a float in the Canada Day parade this year. This was an exciting new experience for us as we worked together decorating the float and then had the privilege of handing out 150 New Testaments and 210 magazines. These were so well received that we ran out of scriptures before we ran out of prayer route. Some of the members will be attending Agribition this Thursday to assist in distributing God's word and to share about God's love. Our prayer is that he will use these scriptures and magazines to just gather more people into his family. People all over the world hear the gospel message thanks to the Gideon Card Program. Every time you send a greeting card to someone and make a donation to the ministry, you are helping to change more lives. Each year, the donations bring in over $1.5 million that result in stories just like this one from Jenna. Jenna was a sad and angry orphan in Moldova. She was 13 years old when someone visited the orphanage and gave her a New Testament. That testament changed her life. And this is what she says. "When I was 14 years old, I accepted Jesus into my heart. But I had many nights crying and asking God, why did this happen to me? Why did my parents die? I remember at that time how I read the whole Bible in less than a year. And then I started reading it again and again. Some of the most precious verses to me are in the Psalms, where God says that he will never leave an orphan. When we are defeated, he loves us so much, he cries with us. I know to give a Bible is the best thing you can do. I know God is my father. See, I don't have a real father, but I have him. And he is both of my parents. My God is everything to me." So each time you choose to use one of the Gideon Expression cards and make a donation, you are sharing the love of God by getting scriptures around the world and at home. Today's technology allows for creative ways to reach people all over the world. In much of the world, people cannot read, and so we have partnered with several ministries and provide audio scriptures in a form that they can actually use. The New Life app has a copy of the complete Bible, and it can be downloaded on your phone. There's also a comprehensive selection of articles that address the seeker's question about Christ and how to live a godly life after they have read the scriptures. These are the little cards just on there. Send Me is the Canada's youth initiative. As the cultural climate in Canada continues to shift, the Gideon Ministry must seek new ways to complete our mandate of sharing God's word with youth. This Send Me program is designed especially for high school, college, and university-aged students. They're also provided with copies of the Gospel of John to share with their classmates or their friends, whether it be in a church event or a one-on-one evangelism, whatever it is, those scriptures are free for them to use. Please pray with us for the digital media ministry outreach of the Gideons. And then, in Northern Canada, young boys and girls in our own country are choosing death over life. The darkness is heavy around them, deepened by drugs, alcohol, sexual abuse, bullying, poverty, and watching their friends commit suicide. What a cry for the hope of the gospel. Barry, a social worker in Meadow Lake, Saskatchewan, describes what this hopelessness is like. And he says, imagine waking up in the morning and realizing that you are buried in a coffin and you can't even move. It's dark. And you know at any moment you're going to run out of oxygen. And so you're just waiting to die. You scream, but nobody seems to hear you. You try to move, but you really can't move at all. Hopelessness is exactly like that. Then he goes on to share his story of how growing up was an uphill battle for him, as he was bullied at school, lived in a home where alcohol and abuse was just part of life. He decided that suicide was the only answer to solve everything for everybody. But God had other plans, and his attempt failed. And when he came to, he shares this. I felt a strange peace in the room, as if God was there. God was there. I felt his love, and I knew that everything was going to be okay now. I felt a love and a sense of protection that I've never felt before. I can't explain it. The situation in my life didn't change, but I knew God was there, and I could make it with him. He goes on to say, this is what I tell kids. It's hard here. Every kid knows someone who has attempted suicide. Substance abuse, violence, and physical abuse are real. Kids are feeling this pain. This part of our home country is so unreached. Many people in the north live in isolation, and they haven't even heard about the saving power of our Lord Jesus Christ, the message that can change their lives. What an incredible opportunity and responsibility to respond to these devastating situations with love and the hope of Jesus and the sharing of God's word. Let us use this moment to reach up to the north with the only thing that can change their lives, and that is God's word, telling the gospel story. Let's do our part in providing scriptures and praying that the hope of Christ will be brought to those who so desperately need it. Since 1911, we've been placing Bibles and New Testaments in a variety of places and using them in personal evangelism. A full Bible or even a New Testament can sometimes be intimidating or overwhelming to a person who has never read it before. That's why we also share focused portions of the Bible that serve as an important starting point for people as they explore God's Word for the first time. We have several magazines: Hope, Redemption, The Light Magazine, and now The Sparks. This contains special key messages from the scriptures with photographs and illustrations overlaid. And also the full Gospel of John is in here so that they can be introduced to Jesus Christ. There are some places now that we cannot place a Bible, but we can still place a magazine because it looks just like the other magazines that are there. Even in some places, some hospitals, you can't have a Bible because it'll get germs, but the magazines are fine. We also have pocket-sized copies of the Gospel of John with a variety of different covers to introducing people to Christ. And then, of course, as I mentioned, there is the New Life app with a free download, which is available now in many languages. Warren, if you put these all together, what have you got?
Vivian's.
Hold, someone was listening. Oh, good.
I was paying attention.
We're sharing God's word in every corner of the world, whether it's a full Bible, a New Testament, a New Life app on someone's phone, or one of the scripture magazines. People are reading copies of God's word and discovering his free offer of salvation. God's word is changing lives here at home and around the world, thanks to partnership from churches just like you and the dedication of individuals like you. People are hearing God's word, and perhaps even for the very first time. On behalf of the Outlook Gideon chapter, I thank you for the privilege of being able to share the Gideon ministry, God's ministry, here with you this morning. Thank you for your continued financial and prayer support. Now, if you have any questions, or if maybe God has been nudging you to maybe get a little more involved in the Gideon ministry, please talk to us after the service. And as Warren said, stop by the display table there and chat with us. Maybe you'll find some materials there that are free for the taking that maybe you can use as you share the love of God. People everywhere are searching and searching. And we have the answer: Jesus. Let's share it. May God open many, many doors of opportunity for each one of us this week to share the gospel with someone. And may he strengthen us by his Spirit and equip us to do that very thing. Let's take this challenge for ourselves. First, find your comfort zone. And then step out of it and just see what God will do. Let God grab your attention and then do whatever it takes to share God's word.